Cold Comfort by Quentin Bates, narrated by Davina Porter. Prologue. Freedom tasted good. To Long Omar Magnusson, freedom tasted of hot dogs with ketchup and onions and washed down with a cold can of malt. He thrust out long legs beneath the cafe's plastic table and belched luxuriously. A woman with a brood of children at the next table turned her head and frowned, but he met her stare, and she thought better of saying anything.
"Where are we going now, Ommie?"
asked the tubby girl at his side.
"Town. Your place."
"We can't go there," she wailed. "Mum will go mad if she sees you. She knows you're not out for another year."
"Good behaviour, Selma. Tell her I've been a good boy and now I need some fun."
He drained the can of malt and stood up, shaking his legs.
"Come on, there's stuff to do."
Selma hauled herself to her feet and trotted towards the door with Ome towering beside her. As she squealed in surprise, the woman with the brood of children again turned her head in irritation, in time to see a broad hand stretched down to cup a buttock, half under Selma's short skirt. The woman opened her mouth to speak, but before she had decided what to say, the pair had gone, with Selma's squeaks receding into the distance. Thursday the 11th.
"Loive,"
Gunnar called for the second time.
"Loive od bir Ragnarsdottir. School."
She brushed her teeth hurriedly and examined herself critically in the mirror. Time for a haircut, she thought. Good teeth, strong nose, thick eyebrows. Cupping a hand to lift a mouthful of water, she swirled and spat as Loive appeared in the mirror behind her.
"Finished, sweetheart. All yours."
Loive nodded blearily and said nothing. Gunnar switched on the radio and waited for the kettle to boil while Channel 2's morning talk show chattered in the background. Loive shambled back to her room and shut the door behind her.
"If she's gone back to bed," Gunnar muttered.
The kettle steamed itself to a climax and clicked off as Gunnar poured cereal into a bowl.
"Loive,"
she called again. The bedroom door opened and Loive appeared, dressed and holding her school bag. "You'll have to be a bit smarter getting up if you're going to college in Keflavik next year."
"Reykjanesbjerg, Mum. You shouldn't call it Keflavik any more. Keplograd, they call it at the station. There's so many foreigners there now."
"Mum, that's a bit racist, isn't it?"
Gunnar sighed. "Maybe, but it's too early in the morning to argue about it. Do you want some breakfast? There's cereal or skyr."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?